Thank you for listening to a message from the Manhattan Church of Christ. The following sermon was recorded during our Saturday evening worship service. We hope that this message will be helpful to you and encourage you to explore the Word of God. And now, this week's message.
Do you know how it feels to run out of something? Shampoo, right? You're in the shower and you pick up the bottle and the shampoo is empty. Or pizza. You're having people over and then all of a sudden you're like, oh no, we're out of pizza and people are still coming. Or like you're on a long hike or a long run and you run out of water. You know, we know that feeling, that running out of something feeling. But of course we live in a world where things are very easily replenished. We have running water, clean water everywhere. So if we run out of water, we can get ourselves water very easily. We have 24/7 pizza delivery. So if we run out of pizza, we're like, hold on, pizza will be here in 30 minutes, right? We have Amazon Prime, 2-day delivery, 1 day if you pay a little extra. So we know we can take care of ourselves when things run out. It's hard for my brain to, as I thought about this story and thought about them running out of wine, it's hard for me to really imagine truly running out of something and not being able to just replenish it if I really needed to. You know, if you really need something, in our world, you can pretty much get it. You just got to be creative. You got to be resourceful. You might have to put something on a credit card, right? But we have ways to fill those needs when things run out. But in this story, the wine ran out. It was gone. And it was a totally different world than we live in. And the weddings were like a week long. And if the wine ran out early, the party was over. That's it. The party was going to come to a screeching halt. The wine was gone. Interestingly, Jesus' mother knew something that no one else knew. And I loved watching it in the video. She knows something that no one else in that group knows. And for some reason, she knew that Jesus could do something to solve this problem. So verse 3 says, when the wine ran out, Jesus' mother said to him, they don't have any wine. And he said, woman, what does that have to do with me? My time has not yet come. And then she says, do whatever he tells you. So it's a funny little scene, right? It's actually a comedic little scene because she grabs him and says, they're out of wine. And he says, he gets kind of annoyed and says, why are you bothering me with this? And then she ignores him and says, do whatever he tells you. Just like in the video, she like flags them down and says, come, do whatever he tells you. Somehow Mary, and you know, in the Gospel of John, we only see Mary 2 times. We see Mary here and at the cross. It's the only time we see Jesus' mother. But somehow Mary knows that Jesus is the source of all things. Somehow Mary knows that Jesus is the one to turn to when the jar is empty. So Jesus takes these 6 huge jars. And again, it's great to see it in the video. They did a good job, I think, of portraying the jars because they're not little mason jars. They're big, big jars. They're jars that are supposed to be used for ritual cleansing, ritual purification, and he tells the caterers to fill them with water. And the water is transformed. The water is transformed into wine. And it's not just transformed into wine. Come in. No worries. It's not just transformed into wine. It's transformed into the best wine they've ever tasted. Scholars tell us that this would be about 700 bottles of wine. It's not just, you know, 20 extra bottles. It's more bottles than they would know what to do with. Like all of a sudden, they have enough wine that they could have a whole other wedding. They've got all of this wine, and it's really, really, really good. Much better than anything they've ever had. more than they could ever need. So in verse 9, the head waiter calls the groom and said, "Everyone serves the good wine first. They bring out the second-rate wine only when the guests are drinking freely. You kept the good wine until now." Do you hear what he's saying? He's saying, we thought the best had already passed. We thought the good part was over. Well, this is better. This is better than before. This is so typical of how we are as human beings. We long for the good old days. We fear the future. We don't know. We don't know what's out there, but we just worry that it's not going to be good. But the promise of God is that the best is yet to come. We have no idea. We have no idea what God has in store for us. But we may not find out until our jars are empty, until we run out of what we brought to the party, until we run out of what we can provide for ourselves. Verse 11 says, "This was the first miraculous sign that Jesus did in Cana of Galilee. He revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him." All through John's Gospels, the miracles are referred to as signs. John doesn't talk about miracles. John talks about signs. Through John's lens, Jesus' miracles are not only acts of compassion to individual people, but they're signs, they're clues as to what God is doing in the world through the life and ministry of Jesus. N.T. Wright says it this way. He says, "These signs, these are the moments when the angels of God are going up and coming down at the place where Jesus is. They are moments when heaven is opened and the transforming power of God's love bursts into the present world." And this first sign is so simple. Jesus takes water and transforms it into the best wine his guests have ever had. Jars that were supposed to hold the liquid of purification now hold the liquid of celebration. And then the first sign was complete. Heaven had opened, and the transforming power of God's love had touched the couple and the family and the community. The abundant life that Jesus offers was tasted by each guest as they drank of the divine wine. We also are invited to this feast. What Jesus offers us is more than anything we could ever get for ourselves, and better than anything we could ever imagine. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from the Manhattan Church of Christ. We are located at 48 East 80th Street in New York City. Visit our website at www.manhattanchurch.org, where you can learn more about our congregation, as well as search and download our entire archive of messages from the Word of God. May the Lord bless you and keep you.